Are you excited? Are you nervous? Like, how do you feel? Let's see what happens here. Okay. So we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's the two dots kind of at the top. Okay. It says Amar Yud Amud Aleph. Shtei Ta'iyos Ta'iyoav Be'osasha. So Yoav, who is a general of the army under King David, David Melech, and basically he had killed two people. I think it was Avner and Amasa or something, and it wasn't appropriate. David, you know, wasn't happy about it. And basically the charge was that...
He wasn't happy that he had killed them?
Yeah, right, he wasn't happy. He held that he had killed them improperly, but David Melech didn't want to kill him, but he told Shlomo, basically he'll take care of him, you know, later. And what happened was, after David Melech died, so one of David Melech's sons, even though Shlomo was slated to be the next in command, Adoniyahu, maybe you remember this from the Navi Shir,
yeah.
Adoniyahu tried to take power.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe.
And Yoav, well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's correct. So Yoav basically was on Adoniyahu's side. And after Shlomo basically killed Adoniyahu, so then Yoav got nervous, you know, because after all, he knew he was on, you know. So Yoav did is he ran to the Mizbeach. And he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbeach to try to protect himself. Okay?
Yeah.
He grabbed onto
the corners.
The corners
or the horns?
The horns.
Yeah.
The horns.
That's what it says here.
Well, I think it's the corners. What it says, corns? Well, the cavern is like the corner of the horn. What's the horn? The corner. There's things on the corners, right?
Yeah.
So he grabbed onto these things. So, right, cavern could also mean corner. So it says that, he says he made two mistakes. He thought grabbing onto the Mizbeach would help him. He says he made two mistakes, Rav says. One is, so he grabbed onto these corners and he thought he'd be safe. But what happened, by the way, is David just pulled him off. They said leave, he said no. And they ended up, David commanded his guys to pull him off and kill him. So that's
David
what
personally?
No, not David, Shlomo, I'm sorry, Shlomo. No, he commanded his people to do it.
Shlomo.
So it says, Tosh eino kolere ga'alagago, who tafas bekarnosa. First of all, his mistake was he that it only works if you're on top, on the roof of the Mizbeach. Not he grabbed the horn, the corners. Corners don't work. You gotta be on the Mizbeach. Okay, it only works with when you're on the Mizbeach. Okay. That's the first one. Second of all, Tosh eino kolere Mizbeach beis alamin. Who tafas mizbeach shel shila? Says that it only works in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what protects you. But not the Mizbeach and the Bama. They didn't really have a Beis HaMikdash yet. It was like a Mishkan. So the Mishkan, the Mizbeach and the Mishkan doesn't work. It's only the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash itself, which wasn't yet built. Right? So well, built the Mizbeach. So, that's what he says. So that was Yoav. Yoav made two mistakes. Okay? And then the Gemara says, it says, Abai Yomer, Bahanami Mitata, yet another mistake. Ta Sheino Kalel a Kohen, Vavodabiyadavuzar. He says it only works if you're a Kohen. It only works for a Kohen while he's doing the Avoda. And this guy, he wasn't, the Yoav wasn't a Kohen. And he wasn't doing Avoda. He was a Zar. So it's another mistake he made. It's another mistake. It only works while you're doing the Avoda. Right. Right, because it says Rashi says Ta Yoav, Bedrasha the Me'im is Bechit the Kind of Lamas, Lo Me'alma is Bechit, Yiksover the Hainu Me'alma is Bechit. So the pasuk says if someone kills the pasuk, this comes from the Torah. The pasuk says if someone kills Memezid, then you kill him even if he's on the Mizbeach. You take him off of the Mizbeach, even from the Mizbeach, you take him to kill him. So it says Me'im is Bechit. So they say that's a drash that. He thought that by Shogeg, apparently, that's not true. By Shogeg, it's saying by Mezid, if a guy kills Mezid, then we take him off. Even if he's on the Mizbeach, we'll take him off the Mizbeach if he kills Mezid. But if he kills Shogeg and he's on the Mizbeach, then we don't. So he thought all you had to be is near the Mizbeach, holding on to the Mizbeach, but it's not true. It only works if you're actually on top of the Mizbeach. Okay? And then similarly, Zohar Shalom, the Mizbechim, Yuchadli, it has to be the Mezid Mekdash. Who tafas b'mizbeach shel bama shasid David? Fine, let's skip that one. Yeah. Okay. So this is what's strange. So you basically have this halacha that not only is it that the Arei Mikla protects a guy, but the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, if you go on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, so then that also provides you protection. Which is just a strange halacha. What's going on the Mizbeach though? How does that work? What kind of thing is that? You go on the Mizbeach. It's not Arei Mikla, it's a Mizbeach. And it's only if you do it, turns out, it's only while you're doing Avodah. If you're a Kohen and you run to the Mizbeach and you're doing Avodah, then you're safe. So it's just strange. Here, I'll read the Rama. It says, Mizbeach kolet. Sharing the Mizbeach protects. 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 In the case of someone kills Mizbeach, he's not killed while he's on the Mizbeach. Okay, Lefikach. Rafikach, Nahoreg Vishkaga, Vikolto Mizbeach. So someone kills Bishogeg, and he goes to Mizbeach, Vahargo Sham Goladam, and then the Goladam kills him while he's on the Mizbeach. Harizan Eragalov. He's killed. The Goladam is killed. Kamishoga was still Arei Miklat. So he killed him in Arei Miklat. So it's the same status like in Arei Miklat. It provides him protection. He's safe inside the on the Mizbeach. It's only the roof of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash itself. That's the only thing that protects you. The Eino Kolei El HaKohen, only a Kohen while he's doing Avodah. Aval Zar, O Kohen She'eino Oveh B'Shah Sh'Nerag. Or if he's a Zar, not a Kohen, or he's a Kohen. Or he's not in the middle of doing Avodah. O She'eino Oveh, V'lo Yal Gago. Or he's doing Avodah, but he's not on the roof of the Mizbeach. Where he's near the Mizbeach or hanging onto the corners, ain't no coat Nikolat, it doesn't work. It doesn't protect him. The Chol Misha Nikolat HaMizbeach, anyone who the Mizbeach protects, ain't Manicha Noso Shem, we don't just leave him there, because what's going to happen when that vote is done? El Moshe Lo Shomrim Maglan Osa Lari Mikla. You basically give him guardians who will carry him, bring him to Arei Mikla, protect him until he gets to Arei Mikla. So. Basically, is a person goes to runs, who's Chayiv Galus, runs to the Mizbeach instead of to Arei Miklat, so then he'll be safe. The Goldam's not allowed to kill him while he's doing Avodah. He's not allowed to kill him. Okay, he's a Kohen doing Avodah on top of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. The Goldam's not allowed to kill him, and not only that, we'll bring him to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Arei Miklat. Okay, Bezin will send messengers who will take him and protect him and bring him to the Arei Miklat. Okay, bring him to Arei Miklat. Yeah. Okay, that's also, why does it... It's also strange, if you want to tell the Mizbeach is like an Arei Miklat, then why do you have to be doing Avodah? Right, and you say you're on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach works. Kohen? You have to be a Kohen, doing Avodah, yes.
You go up as a Kohen?
No. I don't think so. That was the problem, he grabbed the Mizbeach. It wouldn't work, that was his mistake. That's the thing, that was the mistake. That was one of his mistakes. He thought it worked even if you're not a Kohen, not doing Avodah. They just grab onto the corners. That was his mistake. I mean, just as a first step, I mean, it seemed to have something to do with the fact that it's Mizbeach is Kapara. And Mizbeach is Mechaper. That's the idea of Mizbeach is Kapara. I think it seemed pretty strongly that's something to do with it. That Mizbeach is Mechaper, gives Kapara. But just because the man is kapara, he gets kapara insofar as you shach the karban and you do avoda on the thing. Then it gets kapara for certain averos. It doesn't just mean that you're saying v'shkaga and now the mizbeach gives you kapara. It doesn't. I mean, you still got Arei Miklat. So is it just like you run to the mizbeach? Like, what kind of the whole thing just sounds a little bit off? Like, it's true, you bring there's such a thing as karbanos and kaparos and machaprim on the mizbeach, but this guy doesn't chayav a karban. So what is he? He's a Kohen, he just runs Mizbeach and starts doing Avodah and that's it? Now he's safe? How does that work? It just, it's true of Mizbeach to Mechaper, but you can't just mix up Mechaperim. Like you can't, let's say a guy does a certain Ochet which deserves Malchus. Malchus is Mechaper. You can't just say, oh, run to Mizbeach instead of Malchus. Like it doesn't, you can't just make up your own Mechaper. It's not a Mechaper for Misa, it would seem. No, you just run to the Mizbeach and that's it. Now you're safe and you're protected.
Key.
Yeah, let me read the Pesukim. The Pesukim bring out Mizbeach. It is a Pesukim in the Torah. It says, Makesh Mesmos Yimasa. If he hits somebody and he dies, he has to be a Chayav Misa. Vashalot Sadro Kimi Yalad, though, but if you don't plan it, and God just brings it to you, Vesandil Chamach Mashayanos Shama. So I'll give you a place for you to run. Ari Mikla. Vichyazir Al Eshare Al Argavarma. But if you intentionally kill somebody, with plotting and, you know, in advance, Me'im Mizbichit Kanalamas. It'll take him to die even from on the Mizbeach. Even if he runs in the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter. If you're a murderer of a Mezid, we're going to get you no matter where you are, even from on the Mizbeach. Okay, that's how the Torah brings it up. Even if you're on the Mizbeach. Right. No, I don't care, you're doing Avodah in your Kalmah, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the implication is, but by Shogeg, not so fast. Then we're not going to do that. I'm not going to pull you off the Mizbeach. But it's not only that. Afterwards, it seems like Ramsing will bring you to Aramekla. Yeah. So just one step halachically. I mean, it's not going to bring us too far, but just one step. Is the way to say, like, what is the Mizbeach? What is it halachically? Right? What is the Mizbeach halachically?
I'm going to do the service.
Yeah, exactly. I got to say, it's a Makom Avoda. Right, what is it? It's a Makom Avoda. It's not just a building, right? Not just a piece of architecture, it's a Makom Avoda. So, you could say is that when you say the Mizbeach protects you, you have to be related to the Mizbeach. Conceptually, you have to be related to the Mizbeach. Now, if you're just standing on top of the Mizbeach because you want to get a good view, you're not really related to the Mizbeach. I mean, physically, you happen to be on the Mizbeach. But there's no conceptual connection between you and the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach's identity is a Makom Avoda, and you have no shaychus to that. You just happen to be on it. But insofar as doing avoda on the Mizbeach, so like you're related to the function of the Mizbeach. You're relating to it as a Makom Avoda. You're not, it's not that you happen to be there, but you're mitzuraf to the Makom Avoda, to the what the Mizbeach really is. So it seems to me it's like it's not just that you're physically on the Mizbeach that protects you, but it's like conceptually you'll say you're a person of the Mizbeach. To be conceptually like a person on the Mizbeach, you have to really be involved and conceptually related to the Mizbeach's function, to what the Mizbeach is. So I'm saying that was in theory saying that Ziyov's mistake was. He thought it's a physical makom. It was one mistake. He thought it was just a physical makom, so he's there, are you there? He said no. It's insofar as you're related to you're involved in the function of the makom. You have to be conceptually related to the makom. It's not just enough to be, not just enough to be physically there. You have to be like, that's the nature of, you're related to its function. Right, it's good. Yeah, that's a good point. Mark reminds us, this is halacha is, depends what the real Ari Mikla at work, even if you don't know about it, the 6 Ari Mikla, but the other 42 are going to be at work only if you have in mind for them to be called. So we had said is that the Gavra, it's not just a physical location, but the Gavra has to be like a Gavra of Ari Mikla for it to protect him. It means like he's engaged in the city. Now, since these 6 cities, that is their whole identity, they're Makom Diros. If you're in them, you're in the Ari Mikla. That's what they are. They're places of shelter, and you're in those places. That's their identity. But in the other ones, you have to relate to it in that capacity, because the Gavra has to be like engaged as the Gavra of Ari Mikla. If he's just an Ari Levim, he's not related to that. So you think similarly by the Mizbeach, it's like if you just happen to be standing on the Mizbeach. See, I think it's different, because in an Ari Mikla, you could argue it's a city, and if you're in there, then you're related to it, because it's a place of dwelling. So if you're dwelling there, you're dwelling there. But a Mikta, a Mizbeach, isn't a place of standing. It's a place of doing avoda. So if you just happen to be standing there, you're not really related to what the Mizbeach is. But in Ari Mikla, what is Ari Mikla? It's an ear of living. So insofar as you're living there, you could argue that you are related to the city. Then is the question is, are you related in those other cities? You're not exactly related to that function, that part of the city, so you have to have das. But in theory, is the relationship by a city is different relationship by a Mizbeach, because the city is a makom of hanging out, a makom of dira. Mizbeach is not that, it's a makom of avoda. So for you to say you're a gavra of Mizbeach, you have to really be engaged in the activity of Mizbeach, otherwise you just relate to it as another physical location which happens to be holding you. That's not, that doesn't protect you. Right. But I would say, like, the thing is, like, by the Ari Miklat, I'd say Ari Miklat works, because the mitzvah is when you kill, your kapara is that you run to Ari Miklat and you live in Ari Miklat. That's what protects you. You're doing the halacha of dwelling in Ari Miklat. That's the antidote which Torah created. Now, the end of the Torah's Kriya is not hang out on the Mizbeach. It's not like exactly the Torah's Antidote. That's just like something a person... It doesn't sound like that's the choices. Live on the Mizbeach or live on the Aramiklat? Aramiklat, isn't it? So what's Allah? Allah says you go to Aramiklat. Now, what just saying is that if a guy runs the Mizbeach, then he kind of... It's almost like it just happens. You run to Aramiklat, oh yeah, you're saved there also. It's not like that is the mitzvah, that is the antidote for a guy that's supposed to go. You're not supposed to run there. It's just that if you run there, then you're safe. It can't kill you. So I'm just saying is like, it's just, it's not, it's hard to say that it's the same thing as an Aram Miklat. Not the same thing as Aram Miklat. It would seem, I mean, Aram Miklat is the machaper and is the mitzvah and is what a Rosh Hashanah does. This is just something that if you run there, will you'll be okay. But it seems to be, has to be explained. Like, you could just say, like, the Pasuk said so. But would, it would be nice if we could understand what, how that works. Halachically how it works. It's not, what's the machaper? Is it a machaper? It's not a machaper because you see, I mean, he doesn't stay there forever. That's not his machaper. You see, he doesn't just run there and then that's it. He's potter. I mean, I guess if he stay there forever, it's just like, that's not, it's just not the, it's strange because it's just not the solution for Tzeiat Chicago. The Torah has a solution, which is our mikvah. Like, hey, well, how does this fit into the halachic framework of what, you know, of the Tzeiat Chicago? And his klita. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that what was bothering me is like a halakhic question or philosophical question. It's like kind of a mix, I think. No, that's why I was learning this. I kept going back and forth between saying, look, that's the halakha, that's it, nothing else to say. On the other hand, it's just like, I don't know, it's just kind of unsatisfying. It's funny, it's like Ram has, you give him guards. You give him guards and you bring him to Aramiklat. It doesn't seem like that, he doesn't say guards, but the normal case, you give him Tamid Echam and we're going to try to protect, try to talk him down. It's not exactly guards. I mean, guards is almost like by force, you're going to prevent him from killing him. Whereas normally, there's no preventing him from killing him, it's more just the idea they're trying to talk him down. It's not clear why they don't always do that. But it does seem to be different. Yeah. And it could be because here he's really safe. Because when, and normally you're not safe until you get to Aramiklat, so you send to Echon to try to convince you not to. You're not really safe. Here you're safe. And this band gives you safety until you get there. So now we have to give you the guards.
Maybe you...
Okay, but there's something... I'm thinking like this. This is an approach. That maybe you say is that what's running to the hood? What is it? What does that mean you run to the Mizbeach? Like, what kind of crazy thing is that? Who does that? What's the, you know? Like in the Torah says, if a guy kills B'mezid and he runs to the Mizbeach, you pull him off. Maybe it's B'chit to kind of less. You bring him to kill him from the Mizbeach. Like, what is that? What's such a thing as a guy who runs to the Mizbeach? Why is he doing that? What is that? You know, it's like a strange activity. So, I'm thinking is like maybe it means like the Mizbeach is the Makom Avod, Makom Kapar. And the idea is, and this is similar to what you're getting at, is that a guy does an Avera and he feels bad and he regrets it. And he wants Kapar. And he seeks out Kapar. And there's an idea like running to the Mizbeach, which is the Makom of Kapara, is like an action of like seeking out Kapar. He's seeking out Kapar. He's trying to. He wants to go to Mizbeach. He's drawn to Mizbeach because he feels regrets his Savera and he wants Kapar. And even though that's not technically a method of Kapar for whatever Avera it is, but it's like it's an expression of the Gavra of searching out, seeking out Kapar. And the halacha is, by your Seychelles Gaga, I don't care. You can seek out Avera Kapar all you want, it doesn't work. Basically, we kill you anyways. Pull you off the Mizbeach, seek you out as much as you want, tough break. But when it comes to Ursiach Meshkaga, which is not as severe, it's saying is that if a person is seeking out a kapara, then we will give him his kapara. That's not the mechapa, the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the person seeking out the kapara. But the halacha is, based on learning the Rambam, is that if a guy is seeking it out, we will bring him to the Maktah, we'll give him guards, and we'll get him to the Aramiklat. So, let's say he's far away from the Aramiklat. He can't get there, whatever. If he runs to the Mizbeach and he seeks out Kapara, it's almost that like initiates his Kapara. And look, he has to actually go to the kapara and get there, but we will, halachically, it's like he's engaged in his kapara already. The first step of the kapara is the person seeking out the kapara. And so far as how do you do that, you do an action of going onto Mizbeach and engaging in activity of the Mizbeach, which is kapara, which is avoda. Now you're doing that, now you're engaged in kapara, now Bezdin will ensure that you finish your kapara. And actually, and they'll bring you to our mikla, and they'll get you there, and they'll finish the day. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. I'm saying it's not the same thing as Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is the solution for Shkaga. What happens if you kill Shkaga? It doesn't say run to the Mizbeach, it says run to Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat, it's your Mechaper. Your Mechaper isn't Mizbeach. It's a Mizbeach. You stand there for 5 minutes, that's not your Mechaper. It is, you stay for your life and you live in Ari Miklat. But it's saying is that insofar as a person is maybe moved to run to the Mizbeach for a Kapara, it's a certain type of a Gavra. And it's a separate, it's a halacha is that we're not going to turn that gavra down. But rather, we're going to give him his kapara. How? We'll get guards and we'll make sure he gets there. We're not going to let the Gol Adam kill him. And so far as he's seeking out the machat, the kapara, he comes to the Mizbeach, he's engaged in the Mizbeach, we're not going to just hand him over to the Gol Adam and say sorry. If he's just hanging out, walking around in his hometown, chilling, we'll let the Gol Adam kill him. But here he's already engaged in pursuing his kapara. Now he's not at the right place, so he be gone, we will get him there. We'll do what it takes and we'll get him there. But it's not, and that's what it means, it's a kolad. It's a kolad because it's like he's not in Ari Miklat yet, but it's like the gavra has begun his kapara. And in the state of the gavra has begun his kapara, we're not going to let the Gol Adam kill him. We're going to prevent him. And if the Gol Adam does kill him, then the Gol Adam is chayav misa. So it means that basically it's like once he's engaged in his kapara, it's like we're gonna be, he's protected by the dog. Yeah, that's what Ramos says.
Does the Gol Adam kill them?
Yeah, right? Doesn't he say? It says...
Oh, on the
Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach. Right, on the Mizbeach, because that's a Mechaper. So far as that's a Mechaper, so he's engaged in pursuing his Kapara, right? He's not yet in the Ari Miklat, but that gives him value. Now he can't be killed. Normally, it's like an Gol Adam, a Gol Adam kills him, he's off, he's nothing. The guy's like, your blood doesn't have any worth. But so far as he's engaged in the Kapara, so now the Gol Adam goes and kills him, then the Gol Adam can't kill him. Now we protect him. And he's not in Ari Miklat yet. We'll get him there. We'll get him there. Yeah, right. It's a step of the Gavra towards Ari Miklat, which the Torah appreciates and recognizes and acts upon, protects him based upon that step. The Gavra is moving towards Kapara. It's a motion of the Gavra towards Kapara. And that's recognized halachically, and that we offer for him a talika. Only until he gets to the Mikla. I mean, we're going to bring him to the Mikla. He can't hang out there. I mean, the road is only a few minutes or whatever. But the halacha is I'm learning that Rama is an important part of the whole thing. That's what the Rama is at that point then. That's what the Rama has slipped this whole halacha. That's what it is. So you have to have that halacha. So the Rama, I don't know if it's open Gemara that's the case. But I'm saying that's what the whole thing is. Not that, it's not like there's two mechaprim. There's the two kolads. There's Ari Miklat and there's Mizbeach. I'm saying they're not just two different things. They're not two side-by-side parallel institutions. They're two totally different things. And that's what Yoav did. See, there's an idea, and that's what Yoav did. Yoav saw he was in a bad state, and he ran for Kapara. He was seeking out Kapara. But it doesn't work. It only works for certain type of people. It only works for Kohen. It only works when you're in the whatever. I don't know the details. Why it only works on top of the Mizbeach, it only works on the Mizbeach of the ultimate Mizbeach based on Lamim. I don't know. I can't explain all those things. But there's an idea of a Gavra. So that's what I'm saying. It's a Gavra who's pursuing Kapara. And that's what a Gavra runs in Mizbeach. It's the type of a thing that a person would do. You run to the Mizbeach. You know Mizbeach is Kapara and you're in a terrible state and you just run to the Mizbeach seeking out Kapara. And that's the Torah saying is if you're a Gurtsev Mezid, I don't care what you do. You can run for Kapara all you want. It doesn't work. You gotta get him killed. But Bishogeg, then there's a suing you. But it has to be halachic. It doesn't just mean any person who feels like he wants Kapara works. He has to be halachically engaged in pursuing Kapara by running to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach is a makom Kapara and has to be on the Mizbeach, halachically read. I mean, it takes on halachic form. It doesn't just mean any person who feels like he wants Kapara, it's gonna be free. To be a special, under the Mizbeach is only for Kapara? That's what the Ram says. Adam im kom Kaparasa. It says the person was created from the Makom Mizbeach because that's the Makom Kaparasa. That's the identity of Mizbeach, that's Kapara. So, you know, it's a direction. I mean, there's certainly a lot of parts of the Sugya which I'm not explaining. I'm just kind of trying to open up a path towards explaining it. So,
yeah.
Involvement in... Yeah, okay, so Mark's saying is, like, so the involvement in the Mizbeach gives you dam. You're an Elo dam insofar as you're a killer, that makes you an Elo dam. Your involvement in the Mizbeach, the activity of the Mizbeach, the experience of the Mizbeach, whatever, that gives you dam. And you're done. If you argue it doesn't, I mean, that's a question of the Rambam, whatever, but if you don't go to the Rambam saying, is they say, look, so far as you're involved in that, you have value, you have Yesh Ladam, and then you go down, now you're a different person, now you're back to Yesh Ladam again. It's almost like a temporary giving you your Adam. You can't kill him in that state. It's a little bit of a different way of looking at it, but it's also good. Okay, so what we'll do next time is, unless the Senator has any further ideas on this. You know, I worked on this for a while. I couldn't really get too far. But, so the next thing is, I'm going to skip the next little part about the Malach. But Omer Vo, whether you could bury people in Ari Mekla. So tomorrow, I'm not going to be sure, tomorrow I have a meeting. So on Thursday, let's try to do that Gemara. It's Omer Vo. And then the next Gemara I have to also.
Wait, which is the next one that we'll do Thursday?